Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a very interesting story. It's actually, it was originally a poem. And it is called The Shortest Day, and it was written by Susan Cooper. And this story is illustrated by Carson Ellis. And it's read today by Mommy and Kiddo.
Mimic.
Who is, ooh, watch out, who is hanging out with me. And we will, and we're going to explain this story as we go along. And there's a reason why we're reading it right now. Because do you know when the shortest day of the year is?
When?
It is on a very special day when they call it winter solstice, and it starts the Yuletide season. And a lot of people will celebrate when the winter comes. It really, what it means is the winter is here. And it means Christmas is just around the corner. So, let's read it. So the shortest day came. And the year died. Which means the year is over and it is not coming back. And everywhere, down the centuries of the snow-white world, came people singing and dancing to drive the dark away. And in the picture, we can see that they are dancing. And what are they doing to help drive away the darkness? What can you do to drive away the darkness?
Carrying lights.
They're carrying lights. And they also have a couple other things. They've got holly. Yeah, holly branches and berries. But it's very festive, okay? They lighted candles in the winter trees. They hung their homes with evergreen. And you can see the evergreen, the holly berries. And then they put the candles on their tree. Now, have you ever seen someone who has a tree that's covered in lights? Every Christmas you can see Christmas lights hanging on trees. They burned beseeching fires all night long to keep the year alive. And in the picture we can see, I'm so glad you asked. What are all these costumed creatures? Well, they would put out this is a very interesting piece of history here. Some people would dress up in like fish or bears or all kinds of different costumes to pretend like we are keeping away those things that are big and scary, and we're only going to focus on the goodness and the light. And that's why they would have a big bonfire to keep the whole area warm and cold, and it would reflect off of the cold frozen snow.
What is that creature?
It's a person wearing a costume.
Yeah, what is that creature that they're
using? I think they're trying to be a fish.
That one?
Mm-hmm. Also a fish. Very interesting costumes. And that looks like a goat or a bear.
That one?
That's a lady. She's maybe getting into her costumes. So there's lots of things that you want to do to celebrate. And that when you have a fire or when you have the sun, it can reflect on cold, frozen snow and make it look really, really bright. Did you know that snow can give you a sunburn? It's true. You gotta be careful.
The hot snow is just smooshy and...
Yeah, but when the sun shines on it, it gets really bright and it can make you, it can burn you. Snow, amazing stuff. Okay. And when the New Year's sunshine blazed awake, they shouted, reveling. And reveling is another way of saying they partied. Through all the frosty ages, you can hear them echoing behind us. Listen. All the long echoes sing the same delight this shortest day as promise awakens in the sleeping land. When you wake up and there's a new, fresh day, it is a promise. It is a promise that you get to do new things. So they carol and feast and give thanks and dearly love their friends and hope for peace And those are things that we can do right now today. Caroling is another way of saying we sing songs. Okay? And feasts, well, we all do that. That's when you have a big meal together. And then giving thanks and loving dearly, why we do those every day. And so do we here, now, this year, and every year. Welcome, you all! And that is the end of that beautiful poem. And I wanted to just point out a couple quick things here. It is an amazing story because we've learned a little bit about how that cycle happens year after year after year. There will be a point when the day becomes short and winter is upon us. And then guess what? The days get longer again. And we go back into summertime. And then what happens again? Yeah, around and around we go in a big old circle. And those days, those traditional days that we celebrate, they're wonderful. They come back every year and we'll get another chance at it again in 1 year. And so, my friends, that is the end of our story. And we hope that you enjoyed the shortest day. And it is the end. Can you say the end with me?
The end.
The end.